heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. The $6 footlong fest is upon us. Get any of your favorite footlongs now for just $6. It's an endless cavalcade of Italian BMT, rotisserie-style chickens, and more. Each for just $6. Only for a limited time at Subway. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there and for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
But I'm bitter.
I know you're bitter.
Yeah, I am.
I'm bitter also. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are not in the Super Bowl.
Nor are the Lions.
Nor are the Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Sergeant Mark Evans is always a part of the Super Bowl because he brings the pizzas. He brings the stuff. Sergeant Mark Evans, Pizzas for Patriots, back on with us. Mark, how you doing?
Fantastic, guys. Thanks for having me. Hey, the Chicago Bears over there by there ain't in there either, you know.
That's right.
Well, that's true.
That's right.
Nor will they ever be.
Speaking of that, I got a great story for you, but go ahead.
So here's the other thing, though. For the people that don't know, Mark and his son started this program how many years ago?
Sir, we're almost on 10.
We started
in 2008, 4th of July 2008.
Wow.
He's been on the show every year for about 10
yeah.
years.
Yes,
yeah.
sir. You guys rock.
Taking the pizzas to the troops. Where are you going this year, and how many pizzas are you taking?
This year is as good as our first year. An incredible journey this year. DHL stopped shipping for us. They, I don't know, because the slowdown of the war or that. But so we went a year without shipping to the Middle East. But we have a our mission is the triad, just like the military uses. You have three options. If something fails, you have backups. So our mission is tripod. It's a tripod where we deliver pizzas to the Middle East. We have pizza parties in VA hospitals for the wounded warriors coming back.
That's cool.
And then we have first responder initiative, which if a civilian or a military or a policeman or fireman does something heroic, we buy them we ship them some frozen deep dish Chicago pizzas just to say thank you. You're a hero.
That's cool. That's good.
Yeah.
We did one lady. She was in her house, lived by railroad tracks. She heard a lot of tracks. She heard a lot of screaming. A little lady too, like 100 pounds, soaking wet. And there's a lot of commotion. There's a man stuck on railroad tracks with a wheelchair.
Oh, man.
She runs out there. She has two little kids. She tells the neighbor guy, watch my kids. Don't let them run out. He runs over. This guy must have weighed 250 pounds or more. She couldn't get him off the tracks.
Oh.
The train is coming right down on him. I mean, within inches. And she says, she was still fighting to get him out of there. She gave one final pull, and the train actually hit the chair and knocked them back. But they barely grazed them.
Wow.
And she got him off.
Wow.
My God, what a hero.
Holy smokes.
Oh, man.
One of many.
That woman deserves a pizza.
Oh, yeah. You're not kidding. We sent her pizzas. It was just. So this year, like I said, this year's a miracle. We were not going to deliver to the Middle East. Our goal is 50 VAs around the nation, one in each state. It's called Operation Pizza Bowl, so pizza parties at each VA, one in each state.
That's cool.
Well, I met a lady at my bank. I met my bank, and my banker says, why don't you tell this lady who you are? I go, I'm so tired of telling people who I am. You know, I've had enough.
Me too.
I know.
There was one autograph.
It's just so draining. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all the autographs, all the beautiful women chasing.
You hate that.
I'm just a piece of meat.
Right.
Tell my wife that one.
Yeah, you? Right, exactly.
It's a heavy burden to bear.
Just a regular guy.
So I'm talking to a lady, and she says, oh, yeah, I ship to the Middle East all the time. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, oh, I ship to Afghanistan. Oh, are you kidding? She goes, oh, yeah. I just, let's talk. Within 2 weeks, we just had pizzas land at Kabul. Kabul in Afghanistan.
Wow.
The pizzas went from their Uno's, the best deep dish, and the original
Uno,
deep dish.
Uno's a good, that's a good
yeah,
pizza.
Good pizza.
That's a really good pizza.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So they went from Boston to Kennedy, New York, Kennedy to Dubai, then Dubai to Kabul. I'm saying this five times. Dubai to Kabul.
Yeah.
And a Chinook, military Chinook, just picked them up 10 minutes ago and is flying to Bagram Air Base.
Wow.
For the guy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is that great?
Yeah. Sounds like my travel agent.
Yeah. 1,000 pounds of pizza.
Wow.
That's cool. They'll appreciate
so,
that.
So, hey, Mark, how many pizzas in almost 10 years?
We have shipped over 1.5 million slices.
Wow.
I can't even count that high.
You know, I was telling somebody about this the other day, and they just did not believe me. They said, no, there's no
they're
way.
They're like, yeah, right, sure.
Yeah, right. I said, seriously. I said, I think it's like 1 million slices.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I know when he first started out, remember that? And the numbers kept going up,
right.
And we were like, I don't know, about 5 years ago, whenever it was. It was like, holy smokes.
But hey, Mark, here's a problem you're going to run into this year, though. You got to change the name of your program. Pizzas for Patriots. People are going to think you're one-sided.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is called Operation Pizza Bowl.
Okay, better.
OperationPizzaBowl.com. Go there and go to Pizzas for Patriots if you want to help buy the guys a pizza.
Right.
We can get a pizza.
Not anybody specifically New England.
Because if you offered me pizza and it said pizza
for Patriots,
I'd say, stick your pizza. I don't want that stinking pizza.
I would ask you, do you have the pizza for Falcons, too?
Pizzas for Falcons. If they win, I'll send them a pizza party. Yeah. Will you guys help me out?
Yeah.
It's absolutely.
I need a call, mate. I will send pizzas to them, and we will celebrate like crazy.
And okay? I hope the people at Uno are listening, because we said several times what good pizza it is. It is great pizza.
It is
great pizza.
All right,
you're listening, Uno.
Right.
I'll tell you now, Uno will do it. Uno will gladly do it.
I'll tell you, you know, you've had so many great partners over the year. I know DHL helped you for many years as far as getting the pieces there and everything.
And General Petraeus, remember how he stepped in and he made things happen?
Yes.
Yeah. David's still doing well. I saw him last summer, and I said, sir, if Don Trump gets in and he calls you, you gonna answer the call? He says, yeah, I might. He says, you know, though, the government can't afford me. He's making money for speeches.
Oh, man.
Huge money.
Yeah. Making some
bank. And the man, if you look up Ideas Week in Chicago, last year, Ideas Week, 2016, look up Petraeus, and his speech is really, really good. Not speech, but he was interviewed.
Mm.
Okay, so now let's move on.
Let's get him on a show, Mark.
You know, I'm going to try to see him. Let's do that.
Who's in charge? Randy's wife isn't here today, so.
That's right.
Yeah. No kidding. Did she dress him again? Is he wearing,
Yes. I've got the bow on. Yeah.
You guys still doing the 100 push-ups or what?
Yeah, we still.
Still doing.
Hey, so, listen.
I'm eating pizza.
I want to find, how do people help out on this deal?
They go to pizzasforpatriots.com. Pizzas, the number 4, patriots.com.
Yeah. I love the website, by the way. The website looks great.
Thank you. The newer one?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're still building it. It's in a building. The other one was 7 years old. We've been building this one for about a year.
No, it looks good.
Okay, so now I'm going to let a secret out.
Uh-oh, good.
I think I told you guys, but I said officially don't say it. 7 years ago, or 8... I had Chicago Bears on TV loading a truck up with some pizza boxes, you know. They gave me a couple guys, and the marketing lady, Jessica, said, hey, we got a guy over there, his relative works for the Bears. Could you get him pizzas? I said, yeah, sure, not a problem. Well, she doesn't let me know. I said, give me his email address. So, like, 3 days before 4th of July, I call her. I go, Jess, give me his. She goes, no, don't do it. I go, no, get me his email. He emails me. And it's John McCaskey, the son of the Bears.
Wow.
The son of the Chicago Bears was in Iraq. He goes, Mark, I am so far out in a FOB, forward operating base. I don't think you could get it to me. I go, John, you're getting pizza through a heck or high water.
This is the son of the owner, right, of the Chicago Bears.
The son of the owner of the Bears.
Yeah.
West Point graduate. I just did an interview with him on Fox Chicago yesterday.
Wow.
So if you go to Good Morning, Fox Chicago.
Wow.
I don't know if it's posted yet. You'll love the interview with John McCaskey. So the Bears said, okay, you can tell the story. We got approval. And John told me, so the kid in Iraq, the senior master sergeant that was in charge of the food, I call him up. His name's Sergeant Kane. He's from Chicago. Like, okay, we got to get this guy pizzas. He goes, Mark, he is so far out, there's no way. We'd have to do a combat mission. I go, Kane, you live in Chicago, right? He goes, yeah. I go, you watch the Bears? He goes, yeah. I go, who owns the Bears? It turns quiet. He goes, you're kidding me. I go, no.
Oh, he didn't know.
If you want tickets, you better get him pizzas.
He didn't know. Wow. Hey, Mark, hang on. Grab a slice. We'll be right back here. Mark Evans, Pizzas for Patriots on the National Defense.
United Airlines Foundation is built with a strong connection to the military. We take great pride in employing military veterans in virtually every facet of our company. From pilots to technical operations and across our entire airline, veterans are core to United's DNA. We are committed to our community and providing support to organizations for veterans and military personnel. We also fly tens of thousands of U.S. servicemen and women on military charter flights to locations around the globe. Learn about career opportunities at united.com. United, fly the friendly skies.
At MinuteClinic, now you can hold your place in line. So instead of sitting in our waiting area, you could be shopping, working, or snuggled up in your very own bed. Now anywhere can be a MinuteClinic waiting room for everything from coughs and colds to strains and sprains. Just sign up online or in the CVS Pharmacy app. It's the cure for the common wait. See wait times and hold your place only at MinuteClinic. Available for select services only. Restrictions apply. Visit MinuteClinic.com for details.
As dawn breaks across this majestic land, Subway is embarking on the Footlong Fest, a footlong promotion of mammoth-sized proportions, where a mere $6 gets you any footlong, an endless $6 cavalcade of Italian BMTs and rotisserie-style chicken. So bring your appetite, America, because the $6 Subway Footlong Fest is upon us. $6 for any footlong, but only for a limited time. Only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras and deluxe, plus applicable tax. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. May not be combined with other offers or coupons.
How do you thank the millions of men and women who have fought so bravely for our country over the years? At the Home Depot, we think it takes more than words. We believe the best way to show gratitude is to do gratitude. The Home Depot Foundation is committed to veterans and their families, improving their homes and their lives. Since 2011, we've invested $160 million to veteran causes and impacted over 26,000 veteran homes. By 2020, we'll grow that investment to $250 million. From simple wheelchair ramps to complete home makeovers, transitional housing, community support, we consider it a duty and a privilege to serve senior, wounded, and homeless veterans the best ways we know how. After all they've given us, it's the least we could do. $250 million by 2020. Doing more for veterans. Doing gratitude. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.
At PenFed Credit Union, we believe our men and women in uniform deserve to do better with their money. That's why we offer service members and veterans new auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR. Get the great rate you deserve. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
This is the National Defense.
Recently, the First Lady indicated that many people, herself included, now know what helplessness feels like. I'm reminded that hope is optimism without action. Action, individual action, is what will improve your life. Some people believe that large public bureaucracies are the dispensers of hope. I believe that it is these bureaucracies that stifle hope by prohibiting individual action. Hopelessness is watching a member of your family die waiting in line for care while those bureaucrats party and get paid bonuses. I have a hard time empathizing with someone who will earn millions of dollars writing books and giving speeches about how bad this country is now without acknowledging their role in the decline. I see 2017 as a great year of positive action. My hope is you do too. I'm Gary Rathbun, and this is an economy of 1 minute.
80% of New Year's resolutions are history in months. Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says make it easy to stay on track.
Washing hair takes time. I love the weightless formula of Dove Volume Dry Shampoo. Cleans by absorbing oil and keeps hair refreshed.
Ensure against downtime with a well-stocked medicine cabinet.
I pledge to have Coldies lozenges on hand, clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. Their new gummies shorten your cold and also tackle cold and flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at videopump.tv.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
The National Defense is made possible by United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline, by CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common weight, and by SelectQuote. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Pizzas for Patriots is the name of the organization. Sergeant Mark Evans wants to give everybody in America a pizza. Mark, are you not now the luckiest man alive? I mean, you fed the son of the owner of the Chicago
Bears. Oh, man.
You got seats on the 50-yard line. For life.
I have not gotten one seat or one in 8 years from him.
Are you?
But you know what? You know what? That's not what it's about. You know, I'm just blessed. If it was to have, I know I could call him and say, hey, John, can you help me out? He would do it in a heartbeat. He said, anytime you want anything, Mark, Chicago Bears, my parents said, oh, so John told me when we were going to send him, he says, whatever you do, don't tell my parents where I'm at. Don't tell anybody.
What?
He says, my mother would kill me.
Oh.
So my mom would kill me if
That's
he found out
good.
Where I'm at.
That's pretty good.
West Point graduate.
Wow.
So he called me. He said, we're going to get this. You want to get the story out? And finally we put it together.
Man.
This time.
That's cool.
And so this lady with these, who got us our pizzas on the shipment called MEI Cargo, Emirates. Emirates Cargo shipped it for us.
Wow.
Of Dubai.
That's...
And so it came together within 2 weeks.
Wow.
It fell right in my lap.
You know, you talk about a guy who can put some stuff together.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark Evans.
Oh, geez. You know, it's so, luck. You know, I'd rather be lucky than good.
Yeah.
So how about
Jerry says when he plays golf.
Getting us a couple.
Yeah. You know why I would rather be lucky than good? That's why. It's a lot easier.
That's right. That's right.
And I am not lucky. I'm not lucky. Well, I guess I am. My friend, I had a friend that every time he'd win a pool, every time, Luke Pierman, people would say, the guy's just lucky. So we got John McCaskey, Operation Pizza Bowl. We're doing 50 VAs. Our goal is for around the nation. It costs money. I work at AT&T. They're good people. They help us out.
Yep.
And we could do so much more.
Pizzas.
We could do so much more.
Well, it's a great idea. And who doesn't like pizza?
And this is legit. Listen, people, he's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to do this.
He's got a great heart. He does it.
Thank you so much.
Pizzas for the number 4 Patriots. And you go there, you help them out. Mark, thanks for being on the show, man, and congratulations again. Hey, we need a pick, though. We need a Super Bowl pick.
You know, I'm going to tell you something.
Good.
Brady, he is just, he's the man.
He's tough to beat. He's tough to
remember
beat.
Remember last year? I mean, he comes back. It's you could pound him into the ground. He just keeps coming back.
I know.
And I'm going to tell you something. He has a lot of integrity. I want everybody to know this. Do you know why? Last Super Bowl he was in, they were down by 6, remember?
Yep.
And the other team was right on the goal line. and Brady's sitting there, it's over. There was like 3 seconds of it, and he wasn't all upset. Yeah.
The thing with Mark is you can't get him going. You can't make him talk.
No. I know.
Mark, thank you.
Boring interview.
Hey, I love you.
Thank you, buddy. We love you.
We're so blessed. Just
absolutely.
Say that every day, man.
Hey, we love you.
We're so blessed. Just
absolutely.
Say that every day, man.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.
Hey, here's a stunner. Ford F-Series is America's best-selling brand of trucks again. The same brand that's been America's favorite since your dad had hair is number one again? Yeah, who could have seen that coming? And it wasn't even close. What's kept Ford F-Series on top for 39 years straight? Game-changing innovation, pal. Like the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy in the F-150. You may have noticed the competition came up short again. Ford F-Series, F-150, Super Duty, making every other truck brand history.
You love your country. You love your family. You're committed to protecting them both. SelectQuote can help you provide your family with the financial protection they need with affordable term life insurance. Your SGLI coverage often isn't enough and is terminated when you leave active duty. So go to SelectQuote.com/protect or call 855-493-8335 today. Available only to active duty or retired military residing in the United States.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, from Custer's ranks to Patton's tanks, we sail the seven seas and patrol the wild blue yonder. Our troops are the first line of defense for our nation. ADT Security is grateful for your service. ADT is the first line of defense for the things that matter most to you. ADT Security has been in business over 140 years, and we know being safe isn't simple. That's why we have 365 24/7 monitoring to protect your peace of mind. Call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the National Defense.
Louisianans are still suffering with one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. Now there are new opportunities to create jobs as companies are looking to invest in our state's infrastructure. The Bayou Bridge Pipeline, a 150-mile pipeline transporting petroleum products, will create 2,500 construction jobs for Louisianans. Brigham McCown, former administrator of the U.S. Department of Transportation's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration.
It is a well-known fact that pipelines are the safest way to transport our nation's energy resources. In addition to creating thousands of new jobs, Bayou Bridge will be one of the nation's most technologically advanced and ecologically sensitive pipelines. The project will meet or exceed all federal, state, and local requirements and will ensure that communities and the environment are protected. Energy infrastructure projects like Bayou Bridge will strengthen American energy security, stimulate the economy, and provide quality employment opportunities.
Together, we can put Louisianans back to work while investing in the infrastructure needed to improve our state's economy.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
Lots of people travel to horse shows in motorhomes, and my daughter's property has 5 RV spaces, which she can rent for good prices during the shows in her community. Apparently, someone decided that is a threat to local hotels. So now the town government has told her that visitors may park their RVs there, but cannot sleep in them. That defeats the very purpose of having a motorhome. Hotels may depend on revenue they earn during the same horse shows, but if they would look through the lens of liberty, they would see that it is not the government's job to pick winners and losers in our free enterprise system. Businesses have to compete, just like the horses do.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. Love talking about this. Jerry, I feel like this is like ground zero, or this show is ground zero for any information regarding service dogs.
Yeah, we've done, you know, and I'm proud of that.
I am too.
Many years talking about. Right. Contributions of our four-legged friends. And you and I are both dog lovers.
And trying to get the reunions back, you know. For the,
making things happen.
Canine partners. And Lauren Driscoll is here. She's with a group called Paws of War. I love that name, Paws of War. She's the director for the Florida chapter. And there's a great story about this. And how are you doing, Lauren?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
First of all, I don't even know if I can talk to you in an interview because I went to see that movie, A Dog's Purpose, and I can't I can't talk about it. I can't think about it because I'm just sitting in the theater. I'm crying my eyes out. And I mean, anything connected with dogs now, I just kind of, you know, start tearing
get
up.
Get emotional.
Exactly. And it's easy to do that, right, with dogs?
Absolutely.
All right. So tell us, first of all, tell us about Paws of War.
Okay. Paws of War started in 2010. Robert Masseri and Dory Schofield are the president and vice president. They originally started taking dogs back from Iran, Iraq, for the soldiers who have befriended them.
Right.
And they also realized that once they brought those dogs back for the veterans, that they the veterans really could use dogs, so they wanted to do something more. So we started going to rescues. And picking certain dogs, evaluating them, and training them to be service dogs for the veterans who suffer from PTSD and night terrors and need companions.
How long does it take to train a dog to be able to perform those services?
It takes about 7 months to a year. Each dog is different on how smart or quick they catch on.
Uh-huh.
I've had dogs turn on lights for veterans. Right now, Maya is opening up the refrigerator for Steven.
Wow,
and
I need a
turning
dog
on
like
his
that.
Light.
Wow.
We're getting him her to pick up utensils and things off the floor.
Wow.
So yeah, we're doing stuff like that. I even had a veteran who had a lot of hearing loss, and the dog was trained to wake him up in the middle of the night if an alarm went off of any kind, a smoke alarm, a, you know, wake up in the morning alarm.
Wow.
That's there's many things that they need to do. They have to be directly, the task has to be directly for that individual veteran.
Now, can a dog make a sandwich?
You know, I wish they could.
I need a dog that will make me a sandwich.
Or just opening the refrigerator door. That's a step in the right direction.
I would probably say they can make you a sandwich, but it probably won't make it to you.
Yeah. So service dogs, I've always wondered about this because, there's more and more service dogs out there now every day. You see them everywhere, it seems like.
And you see a lot of them in training.
Yeah. But my question is, I've got a dog and he's my buddy, he's my pal, he's my buddy, he's my pal, good boy. Are service dogs treated equally as pets? I mean,
what do you mean? Would the relationship be the same?
Yeah, that's
With a working dog like that it would just a regular dog.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so what happens is when the dog is at home and the vest is off, the dog is a pet at that point.
Okay.
I would think so.
And then when they're out, they have their vest on. But again, some of the service dogs will perform those tasks inside the house.
That's a good question. So they are loved
and cared for and looked at as, the most wonderful thing in the world. But again, they are service dogs. So when they're outside of the house, they must act appropriately.
Gotcha.
I was somewhere the other day, Lauren. We're talking to Lauren Driscoll, from director for the Florida chapter of Paws of War. And I was out somebody, I think it was at an airport the other day, and there was a service dog in training. And they had the vest on and also a little disclaimer that said, do not touch the dog. So you don't come up and pet the dog or anything like that. And dogs, I would imagine, a dog loves a job, right?
Yes.
In the first place. Dogs love jobs. Yes. And so these have got to be some of the happiest dogs in the world, I'm guessing.
Yes, they are. That dog loves, that's the most thing that a dog loves is to give them a purpose.
Yes. Right.
And a job and something to do. But you have to balance that out. Love and affection and also rules and regulations. They can't just be more of one and not the other.
So you've got somebody there with you, right? Steven?
Yes.
And tell us about Steven. Hi, Steven.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
What's your story, Steven?
Well, I used to work for the Flagler County Sheriff's Office. And I recently, in August, had a staph infection on my spine that left me paralyzed from the chest down.
Oh, no.
Wow. Sorry about that.
So I met Lauren, and she's now training Maya, who I've actually had for 4 years. And she's training Maya to become my service dog.
Oh.
So we have her, like she said earlier, open up the refrigerator door, turning on lights, and training her to pick things up for me. And she's going to pull me in my wheelchair and all that good stuff.
Man, so how's she making that? How well is she making that transition from strictly pet to pet and service dog?
She's doing very well. She learns everything so quickly. So it really is amazing at how quick she learns.
What kind of a dog?
She's a lab mixed with terrier and a little bit of pit.
Huh. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, my dog's part pit.
And
he's smarter than
they're so,
boy.
I don't think people understand how smart dogs can become because they never challenge them. They never give them enough tasks.
True.
Like that. But, Steven, man, I am so sorry about your accident and your situation, but I'm also so glad that you met Lauren and you got them working on that. Lauren, how did you find out about Steven?
My husband is a member of the Blue Knights, and so is Steven's father. And they had a dog run to raise money for police officers to get dog vests for the dogs, like bulletproof vests for the dogs. Mm. And Steven was there. And I went over to him and asked him if he would like a service dog. And even if the Paws of War wasn't going to be involved, I would have did it for him anyway, for nothing. But when I explained the situation to the Rob Masseri, he said absolutely on board with it. So that's how he got involved.
So what's your background? How did you get started training dogs?
Okay, so I worked in the medical field in EMS and in the trauma center of a hospital for 17 years. And I wound up getting a crazy dog that was just absolutely bananas. And I had to do training with him. And decided to get out of the healthcare field and become a dog trainer. So in 2009, I started, and I already knew Dory and Rob and told them I would like to get involved in their program. And they said, sure, and I did a few things for them, and they thought it was great. So I've been with them since 2010, ever since.
Wow.
Oh, that's a great – you know, so rewarding, too. And you're still in the healthcare field because you're
– I'm totally out of the healthcare field. I only train the dogs.
No, you're not either. No, when you provide a dog to a veteran or to somebody
– Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so you are still in the
health – you're still connected.
I mean, man, that's a strong connection. Now, I also know that you guys are – giving a couple of dogs to some servicemen, right?
Yeah, I am giving a dog to a gentleman. His name is George Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the U.S. Air Force for 10 years. He worked on aircrafts and systems. And he had a friend that I had given a service dog to, and spoke to George and said, you know what, I think you could really use one. He looked into it, and he filled out the application online and was approved, and I had a service dog that I was working on, and I had George come and visit him to make sure there was a good connection, and it was absolutely fantastic. So George has really bad night terrors, where he will wake up in the middle of the night, jump out of bed, and have to go make sure that all the doors and the windows are locked.
Yeah.
He's got four small children and a wife, and he just, he wakes up very panicky. So
sure.
I have trained Sully to turn on every light in the house for him so that when he goes into those rooms, he can turn the light on before George gets into that room.
Wow. Wow. And now, what kind of a dog is Sully?
He is a hound mix.
Huh. Now, it's interesting to me, Lauren, about all these different breeds. Is there a certain breed that does the very best with training, or is it just all over the board?
Or in conjunction to that question, do you find purebred smarter or mixed breeds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't answer the second question because I feel that each dog does a great job. You know, there's no
right.
I feel that mixed breeds, regular breeds, pure breeds, it's all the same to me.
Ah.
But there is no restriction on the breed itself because as long as they can do the task that needs to be provided, it doesn't really matter. And I usually just look at a dog, try to figure out their personality. I put them through screening tests as far as are you dog aggressive, food aggressive, are you guarding of your toys, are you good with other dogs? As long as they can pass those things, I could teach them anything.
Wow. And you brought up something interesting that I think dog lovers understand it, but a lot of other people don't, that dogs do have personalities.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just, you know, you got happy dogs, you got, you know, dogs who are serious.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know,
right.
Yeah. But
yeah, they're very different. Unfortunately, because they do come from shelters, sometimes they have a little bit of baggage.
Yeah.
But if they have the right personality, you can fix them in a lot of ways. Like one of the dogs that I'm working on is a pit bull, and he's a big boy. He was actually quite shy when I took him out of the rescue. And I was like, oh, boy, this is going to take a little time. It only took maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and he's not shy anymore.
Yeah.
So working with them, and if he didn't pass after a couple of weeks, then I just know that he got a lot of good training, and then he could still be easily adopted much better than if I didn't do anything with him at all.
Yeah, my dog is a rescue animal, and he's big. He's about 80 pounds.
Wow.
And,
what is he?
And
he's part pit, right?
Part pit and part mastiff.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a nice dog.
And they told us he needed, they sent him through a confidence course because he was, you know, he didn't have much confidence. Are you kidding me? This dog is like the happiest guy in the world.
I would never think he had a confidence problem ever.
No, he's great.
Hey, Lauren, down. Good girl. We'll be right back here on the National. Hang on. On the National Defense.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel.
And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings, once again raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
How do you thank the millions of men and women who have fought so bravely for our country over the years? At the Home Depot, we think it takes more than words. We believe the best way to show gratitude is to do gratitude. The Home Depot Foundation is committed to veterans and their families, improving their homes and their lives. Since 2011, we've invested $160 million to veteran causes and impacted over 26,000 veteran homes. By 2020, we'll grow that investment to $250 million. From simple wheelchair ramps to complete home makeovers, transitional housing, community support, we consider it a duty and a privilege to serve senior, wounded, and homeless veterans the best ways we know how. After all they've given us, it's the least we could do. $250 million by 2020. Doing more for veterans. Doing gratitude. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
At MinuteClinic, now you can hold your place in line. So instead of sitting in our waiting area, you could be shopping, working, or snuggled up in your very own bed. Now anywhere can be a MinuteClinic waiting room for everything from coughs and colds to strains and sprains. Just sign up online or in the CVS Pharmacy app. It's the cure for the common wait. See wait times and hold your place only at MinuteClinic. Available for select services only. Restrictions apply. Visit MinuteClinic.com for details.
At PenFed Credit Union, we believe our men and women in uniform deserve to do better with their money. So we offer great mortgage rates for service members and veterans. Buy or refinance your home with PenFed and get the great mortgage rate you deserve. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. PenFed is federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
As dawn breaks across this majestic land, Subway is embarking on the Footlong Fest, a footlong promotion of mammoth-sized proportions, where a mere $6 gets you any footlong, an endless $6 cavalcade of Italian BMTs and rotisserie-style chicken. So bring your appetite, America, because the $6 Subway Footlong Fest is upon us. $6 for any footlong, but only for a limited time. Only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras and deluxe, plus applicable tax. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. May not be combined with other offers or coupons.
United Airlines Foundation is built with a strong connection to the military. We take great pride in employing military veterans in virtually every facet of our company. From pilots to technical operations and across our entire airline, veterans are core to United's DNA. We are committed to our community and providing support to organizations for veterans and military personnel. We also fly tens of thousands of U.S. servicemen and women on military charter flights to locations around the globe. Learn about career opportunities at united.com. United, fly the friendly skies.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, from Custer's ranks to Patton's tanks, we sail the seven seas and patrol the wild blue yonder. Our troops are the first line of defense for our nation. ADT Security is grateful for your service. ADT is the first line of defense for the things that matter most to you. ADT Security has been in business over 140 years, and we know being safe isn't simple. That's why we have 365 24/7 monitoring to protect your peace of mind. Call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
SelectQuote knows that you can complete any mission, but when it comes to getting term life insurance to protect your family's future, you feel like a raw recruit. There's VGLI, but that typically costs 10 times more than other options. So go to SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Visit SelectQuote.com/protect or call 855-493-8335 to complete your mission. Available only to active duty or retired military residing in the United States.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up.
So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.
This is the National Defense.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is Ben Gordon with Power Swabs, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352. Call right now. 1-800-544-2352.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry, and Lauren Driscoll is with us from Paws of War, just a great program. Lauren, you know, you mentioned that you always get the service person or the person you're helping and the dog together. Are there times that that doesn't work out?
There was one point in the very beginning where we matched up a service, a guy with a service dog, and he actually took it home, but he felt that the dog was too much for him.
Mm.
And he was switched out and given a different service dog, and it worked out fine. So only one time, and I've done approximately 25 service dogs to date, and
wow.
The only thing that we had to fix with one dog was the people lived in a rural area and lived in an area where that had a lot of wild animals and deer and stuff, and the dog was a hound and was chasing the deer.
Yeah. Right.
So the dog had to come back to me, and I went to areas that had those kind of animals and ducks and all that stuff and had her for about 3 more months and brought her back, and then I stayed there a couple days and worked through it, and the dog was fine. So
you can't combat the nose. The nose is the one thing.
It was actually quite a thing to get her to stop doing that. But
yeah.
It worked out fine, and the veteran was on board with working with her and getting her not to do that anymore. So it was good. It's all good. And the veterans, when they meet the dogs, they fall in love immediately.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they do. I used to have a coonhound, and a coonhound was the greatest dog in the world, except when he smelled something that he wanted to go after. And there was no stopping him.
Nope.
I mean,
that's part of their purpose. That's what they're bred for.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be heading to Florida here within the next couple of weeks. So.
Really?
Maybe if I'm out that way, I'll give you a call.
Don't bother. Don't bother, Lauren. Lauren.
Lauren. I'd be happy.
No,
to meet
Lauren
you.
Doesn't want to see. Lauren doesn't want to see you. Your dog. Hey, Lauren. How can people find out more about Paws of War and maybe help you guys out?
Sure. The best way to do it is go to pawsofwar.org, and you can read all about us. There's an area there where you can do donations. We have a program where you could do $19 a month if you want to be that committed, and that's pauseofwar.org/donate.
I can't think of a better.
All the information's on there. If you're a veteran or know a veteran that could use a service dog, no charge to them if they qualify.
Wow.
They can fill out the application and get approved by Dory and Rob. And then depending on where they are, we can set them up with a service dog.
Cool. I can't imagine a better thing to donate.
No, I can't.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah,
what?
You're doing great stuff.
We work really solely on donations, and every single one of us volunteer our time. We don't get paid for anything. The only money that we get is to give the dogs food, if they need a vet bill, if we need to transport a dog a couple of states away from where we are. All that money goes towards the veteran and the dog.
You know, you should have tied in with that movie, A Dog's Purpose, and everybody who bought a ticket, maybe 50 cents goes to Paws of War.
That would have been awesome.
I know. Well, next time around, I'll help you with that.
I would appreciate that.
Hey, Lauren, thank you so much for being on, and thank you for the work that you're doing. It's just fantastic. And Stephen, all of our best to you and Maya. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
This has been the National Defense, made possible by Ford. Go further. By the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By SelectQuote. Since 1985, we shop, you save. By Subway. The $6 footlong fest is upon us. Get any of your favorite footlongs now for just $6. It's an endless cavalcade of Italian BMT, rotisserie-style chickens, and more. Each for just $6. Only for a limited time at Subway. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. By United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline. By CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common wait. By ADT Security, for over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
Hey, here's a stunner. Ford F-Series is America's best-selling brand of trucks again. The same brand that's been America's favorite since your dad had hair is number one again? Yeah, who could have seen that coming? And it wasn't even close. What's kept Ford F-Series on top for 39 years straight? Game-changing innovation, pal. Like the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy in the F-150. You may have noticed the competition came up short again. Ford F-Series, F-150, Super Duty, making every other truck brand history.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.